Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger-cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. As a favor to her wealthy employer, Mrs. Carlton, Penny Gibbs has promised to do all she can to keep young Barry Carlton away from the influence of arrogant and domineering Madeline Dodge. As Penny leaves for a meeting with Mrs. Carlton, Nora Williams calls to her from the kitchen.
Miss Gibbs! Miss Gibbs!
Yes, Nora?
Golly, Miss Gibbs, I just heard about it this morning. What happened?
What happened to what, Nora?
Freddie told me this morning that last night Mr. Billings had feeling in his legs and that the doctor came right over. Is he getting well already?
Oh, no, Nora. Dr. Ryan said it was just Jed's imagination. He's no better today than he was yesterday.
Oh, I thought it was going to be good news. Crickets, but you're up early, Miss Gibbs. I don't even have breakfast ready.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Nora. I'm having breakfast with Mrs. Carlton. Did you have a nice time last night?
Oh, Freddie and I didn't do much. We just went to a movie. Then I spent the night at the farm with Daddy, and Freddie brought me in this morning in one of the trucks. That's when he told me about Mr. Billings.
Oh, Nora, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but Dr. Ryan said that Jed may have feelings in his leg from time to time, but it may never mean anything.
Oh, but I just know he's going to get well, Miss Gibbs. I just know it.
Well, keep on feeling that way about it, Nora, and he will get well. You know, Jed told me that you put him in his prayers every night. You're a darling. Do you know that?
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. I wish I could do more than just put him in my prayers.
That's doing more than you think, Nora. Jed believes in prayer. We all do, I think.
Then you don't think I'm silly?
Oh, Nora, how can you say such a thing? Look, we haven't wanted you to because it isn't fair, but you've done much more for Jed than any of us, or all of us put together.
Oh, I've done almost nothing. You or your mother are always around to take care of him.
Look, Nora, it isn't the meals you've cooked for him, or the bed you've made, or the times you've wheeled his chair to the window, or brought him a glass of water, or given him his medicine. Those aren't the things you've done for him that have helped him. Those things have helped my mother and me. It's just being you that's helped Jed the most, Nora. Being lovely and sweet. You know, in the short time he's known you, Jed loves you. I know that.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs.
He really does, Nora. And you can do for him what the doctors can't do, maybe. That sounds strange, but it may be that knowing you will make Jed well again.
Oh, golly, Miss Gibbs. You make me want to cry.
No, don't cry, Nora. I didn't mean to make you cry. You shouldn't cry at anything
I said. It isn't what you said. It's just that, oh, crickets, when I think of Mr. Billings, I think of how cheerful he is and how he always makes me laugh when I'm with him. He must be awfully sad inside and worried, and yet all I can do is, well, I can't do anything for him at all.
Nora, I said you've done a lot for him already. I meant that. Look, darling, don't feel that Jed's just putting on an act when he's cheerful.
But, Crickets, if he can be cheerful and you say he means it, why can't we feel the same
way? Nora, Jed is cheerful because he can face anything. But I wonder what even Jed will do when he faces the truth that he won't get out of that wheelchair.
Well, We'll just never let him know, that's what.
It isn't easy to keep something like that from Jed Nora. He has a way of reading people's thoughts by the look in their eyes. No, Nora, I know that I've never been able to keep anything from Jed.
That's enough coffee, Penny. Half cup will be enough this time.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Carlton.
Aren't you going to join me?
Well, this has been an awful big breakfast. It's larger than I'm used to having, but just to be sociable.
Oh, fine, fine, my dear. Help yourself to the cream and sugar before you pass them to me.
Thank you.
I have this passing things back and forth. It makes a meal more reaching and stretching than anything else.
They say in a boarding house you don't get anything to eat unless you have a longer and faster reach than anyone else.
Yes, I've heard that.
Doesn't Barry ever have breakfast with you?
My son can't be coaxed out of bed before 10:30 or 11.
No, he doesn't know what he's missing. I think morning's the nicest part of the day. Oh, here's the cream and sugar, Mrs. Carlton.
Thank you. Well, morning doesn't look beautiful through eyes half closed from lack of sleep, my dear.
Oh, I know what you mean. Mrs. Carlton, I've decided to do what you asked me to do about Barry.
My dear, I've been doing some thinking on that matter, too, and I realize I have no right to impose upon you this way.
It isn't imposing, Mrs. Carlton.
But it is. I most certainly have no right to ask you to pay any attention to my son. Please forgive me for my rudeness.
No, you weren't being rude. You were being very flattering. I'm more than pleased that you think I'm good enough for your son.
Good enough? Good heavens, my dear, it's just the other way around. I wonder if my son is good enough for you and worth the time you'd spend on him.
It's only time I'd be spending, Mrs. Carlton, and I have plenty of it.
You have less time than you think, my child. You're young, indeed, but the years have a way of galloping past us one after the other with such rapid pace that before long we are no longer young, but middle-aged, and half our life is gone. You think you have time, you don't. And I think perhaps it is unwise of you to spend any of it with someone who means...
But Barry isn't someone who means nothing to you, Mrs. Carlton. I like Barry.
You don't, really.
I really do. I think everybody likes him. He's pleasant and friendly and kind. He's very much of a gentleman, and that's very rare these days.
I'd prefer it if my son were not so rare, but a little more the ordinary young man that I'm sure your friends are.
Mrs. Carlton, there's something wrong with all of us. Barry's faults aren't any worse than yours or mine are. You wouldn't want him perfect, would you?
I know perfection is sometimes undesirable, but I'd prefer my son almost any other way than he is now. No, Penny, I take back my request. It was wrong of me to ask you to take him in hand, and I know it.
Well, I won't take him in hand because I don't think he'd stand for it. But I do want to see if I can help him find himself a little, or maybe be happy in Rossville. Maybe even change his way of thinking in some matters.
You really want to do that, my dear?
I really want to do that, Mrs. Carlton.
Because you really like my son, and not because you think you have to do it for me, or because you feel sorry for Barry.
I'm doing it because I want to. I'm doing it because I've never been with Barry when I haven't enjoyed being with him.
My dear, are you certain you're not doing this just for me?
Of course I'm doing it for you, but only partially. Truly, Mrs. Carlton, it won't be any hardship to be with Barry. I really mean that.
And I believe you, Penny. You don't know how happy this makes me. Because I know if anyone can help my son, you can. Though helping him may not be as easy as either of us.
Oh, Freddie, this has been a super walk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it's over.
Well, look, we don't have to go back into the house yet, nor we can go around the block a couple more times.
No, it's late. We'd better go in.
Yeah, I guess maybe we're better at that.
We would have to get up awfully early.
I don't mind.
I don't either. I like it early in the morning.
Well, it's a little cold right now, you know, but... Well, it won't be so bad in another month or two.
Mm.
Here, I got my keys.
Oh, that's good. Saves me fumbling around for mine.
That's what's the matter with you dames. You stuff your purses with so many things, it's a wonder you can ever find what you're looking for.
Oh, we always find it.
Yeah, you sure do, after exploring around for half an hour.
Well, we don't have pockets the way you men do. You just empty all your pockets on the table here, and you'll find out that you're carrying as many things as I am.
May have something there. Well, I'm home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sleepy.
The air did that to you.
Mm-mm. You did that to me. You had me dreaming.
You like what I was talking about, huh?
Oh, Crickets, Freddy, it's just super.
You know, I think we ought to go out on the porch and start this all over again.
Why?
Go ahead, open up the door and we'll pretend we're coming home to our house.
Would you really like to come home to our house?
Well, I was really sort of secretly pretending that we were just now, and it was all right, too. Even if it was just pretending.
Freddy, I was pretending, too. It wasn't wrong, was it?
The only thing that was wrong about it was that it was just pretending. You know, Crickets, the things you pretend, they aren't any good. They blow up in your face when you come through.
But pretending helps you realize what the real thing will be like. Daddy says looking forward to something is often better than when you get it.
For the first time, I'd like to argue with your dad about that. Now, Crickets, I've looked forward all my life to somebody like you and the thinking and the dreaming about you. Well, it wasn't half what it is just looking at you and touching you and knowing that you're real.
Freddy, I get scared sometimes that nothing about this is real. Freddy, we were pretending when we came in the door just now.
Yeah?
We're not pretending everything to each other, are we?
If I'm kidding about what I think about you, Crickets, I'm faking breathing, too. Come here, Nora.
Why?
Just come here.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. So am I.
Oh, Freddy, I always wondered what it would be like when you put your arms around me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay?
I don't know. I can't think. But it's super, I guess. Just super.
Hey, Crickets.
Hmm?
What's that?
Oh, it sounds as if someone's crying.
Sure does. Hey, look. It's Gibbsy here in the living room.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, what's the matter?
Nothing's the matter, Nora. Hello, Freddy. Did you have a nice walk?
Yeah, sure, Gibbsy. It was great.
Miss Gibbs, something's wrong. What is it?
Nothing's wrong, Nora. Excuse me. I think I'll go to bed. I'm kind of tired. Night.
Good night.
Oh, Crickets. Freddy, what's making Miss Gibbs cry?
You don't know, Nora?
No. Was it something we said?
Yeah, it was something that we said, all right. Something we found, Nora, that she's lost.
Is Freddy right? Is Penny still suffering because of a lost love? And will she find happiness in her efforts to help Barry Carlton? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger Cut Beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.